So we're going to launch right into this. We have, just to let you know, we have some technical difficulties this morning. We're trying to work on the online the service to go out for the drive-by service. So if some things happen, don't just hang with us. But you're here with us. That's the most important thing. And we're gathered in the Philippians. We've got a lot to talk about. I mean, my goodness, today's study, there's just a lot, and we really don't have a ton of time either. So isn't that the way it always works? I did just start out with a couple praise things to share with everyone. Let's see here. The first one is we do have our computer, our new computer, and the sound room has been set up. That could be next Sunday. We're looking at live streaming our church service. So some of you are saying, what does that mean? What that means is basically what happens in the sanctuary is getting broadcast to you at home, okay, at the same time. So if you tune in at 11 o'clock, it's like you're in the church service, like you're here every single Sunday. So that's what that is. Then great. I can't see the full chat there, but there is, I know some of you online are coming for the parking lot service, but know that online there's another service too. So man, you could go to church twice at peace this morning if you really wanted to. All right, that's pretty sweet. And we're going to be up every week from here on out with audio and visual, you know, that online service. So that's a praise for sure. Yeah, just a couple other. Some of our partners had their fundraisers this last week. One was Compassion Ministries. Compassion Ministries, I was able to share kind of a testimony moment for Compassion Ministries. I'm actually on the board for Compassion Ministries. They help to take away the stigma of mental health, and it's a Christian organization. They were able to raise about $5,000 on an online virtual fundraiser. This month also had their annual fundraiser down at the camp. They raised somewhere around $110,000. So this tells us, you know, the hearts of people to give and to partner and participate. So I just wanted to share that with all of you. Also, just check out our newsletter. Boy, there's a lot of good stuff in that newsletter. Callie sent that out this week. Another praise, a member of this church many years ago, and he sometimes comes and visits every so often. John King, he is being ordained, becoming a pastor this afternoon. And that service is taking place up north in Salem. And he was a member of this church. So there's a link to that. Check out the newsletter. There's also an article by John as well. Anything you guys have to share going on in your life that you want to share with everybody else? Those of you that are here in person too?
Yeah, it looks like there's a possibility, a good possibility at this point, that our wayward son in Saudi Arabia and his family and our grandchildren might be home for Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
Prayers that all the pieces get put together that they might be home for Christmas.
Yep. Rob shares that the Chris and Naomi and children, four children, are planning on coming to Oregon for Christmas. They're in Saudi Arabia. That's a huge praise for the Schultz family. So